This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you're going to find online anywhere. This isn't logo wear, this is fan wear, and it's awesome. Check it out at www.absfam.com. So today, like any other day, is a really good day because we're talking hockey. We're learning a little bit more about somebody in this hockey ecosphere that we all love so much, and we get to find out what makes them tick. And today is very special because we're talking with Kyle Keefe, who starts off by answering this question. When you're asked at a party what you do for a living, what do you tell people?
I basically tell them I'm the luckiest guy on the planet, and for some reason I get paid to talk about sports, and more specifically the Avalanche, and it's the greatest job on the earth, and I hope it never ends. I mean, I love TV, I love radio, but more than anything, I love to just discuss topics, talk about people, talk about the world of sports, and follow hockey.
And you could say that you guys do differently, right? You and Rycroft, I'm talking about, but in particular you, man, you seem to have a different approach on it that comes from a place of authenticity that maybe you don't see everywhere else in the world. So this is something that you truly love and something that you would do even if you won the lottery and never had to work again?
I've actually had that conversation with my wife, where if we did win the lottery, would I continue to work? And I'd have to say yes, not only just to keep busy, but because I can't imagine getting out of it. Even when I'm not working hockey games, because I probably get 10 off a year, I'm at home buried on the couch watching every play of every hockey game. So I can't get enough of it. And it's even better when you're in the playoffs. But as far as Riker and I, that's like, it's like a party, you know. Even if we lose, we kind of feed off one another, and we basically have the same kind of personality. So it's one of those things where it's fun. It's fun to go to work. It's fun to talk hockey, and especially with a guy like Riker, it makes it that much better.
Do you really think you have the same personalities? Because when I see it, I have a hard time deciding who's the guy who's cracking everybody up on set, or the guy that is, you know, making everybody else just trying to hold it together on live TV. Are you guys both kind of the jokester? Or?
Well, it's actually, I have to hold it together because I'm the host. So he can be a little bit more of a loose cannon than me, but his knowledge of hockey comes, it's a perspective because he played in the National Hockey League where, you know, I only played until I was 15, but I've been around the team for 20 years. So it's two different perspectives, but I can tell you off camera, we're almost identical, meaning that we're almost the exact same person. He's got a tremendous personality. He's very kind and very approachable, I think, for just a guy off the street. But he's also very knowledgeable and serious when it comes to being, you know, when it's serious time, he's able to get down to the nuts and bolts and talk about things. So I think it's just it's a great combination because we both understand each other. We try not to talk over one another, but at the same time, we understand it's television, and if you're not entertaining, why am I watching this show?
So let me just ask really bluntly then, do you guys feel the appreciation of the fan base and how much they actually appreciate you guys? Because I think that it's also from a very authentic place that they connect with you guys in a way maybe they don't with other people. Is that something you guys get?
It's probably the number one reason that we are who we are. I mean, I don't think we change at all from leaving the studio to going home or going out to eat or playing pickup hockey or football or watching football on Sunday. We are who we are, and I think it makes it better when we actually have feedback. We have conversations with people on Twitter. I retweet a lot of things. I love things on Twitter. I love the fact that fans want to interact with us on Ask the Analyst at altitude.tv. That makes it worthwhile. If there was no interaction, it changes it 100%. So if you don't have any sort of relationship with the people love and breathe Avalanche hockey, it's not as fun.
Right. And it's a brave new world of social media and all the ways that the fans can access you, and not just the fans,
Absolutely.
But anyone. I mean, anyone can chip in, anyone can say nice things, and be a troll. So I imagine that's not easy either, but I appreciate
it. He gets more than I do, which is shocking because, the fans love Rycroft, but he gets as much hate texts or tweets as I do. But, you know, I sometimes kind of entertain them. I'll get emails. People will email our webmaster at Kroenke, and I'll very rarely respond to the nice ones, but I'll always respond to the negative ones because whether they like me or not, I want them to like the Avalanche. So, you know, I normally I take their criticism with a grain of salt and say, look, not every person in the world likes everybody, but please don't allow, you know, my take on things to deter you from the love of the game and certainly the Avalanche. So, it's, you know, you get good and bad, fair criticism, maybe not fair criticism, but that's part of the job. You got to have thick skin. You got to be able to roll with the punches. And if you can't, then that's the wrong job for you.
And just like that, the power goes out. Understand the irony here. We get a guy we've been trying to talk to for quite a while on the phone. He's speaking in truths. He's letting us know what's real. And the power goes out. That kind of sucks, but you know, we're still fortunate to be talking to this guy. So all we really need to do here is fill you in on where we started up again. And the conversation moves on to how much we both appreciate hardworking guys like Jack Skilly, like Rycroft himself, and like Cody McLeod. And then I brought up how different it is to be a Matt Duchene, that you can't struggle without getting trade rumors, and how hard he really works too. He's a blue collar guy.
Yeah. And just to hit on Matt Duchene, I mean, he had one goal in eight games and it was down on him. What's wrong with Matt Duchene? What's wrong with this team? You know, if your core's not good, then the team's not going to be good. And he turned it around. I mean, I believe it was November 1st or late October, he turned it around and was named player of the month and, you know, was on the top three. For Patrick Kane, you know, who's had a 19-game point streak, or maybe he's still gone, I don't even know, but the guy's numbers are off the charts. Matt has really turned it around, and he's turned it around again because of that blue-collar mentality, and he goes to the net. I think he's had five or six goals that have been, you know, within 3 feet of the net. So he's going to the right spots and cleaning up the mess and making the players around him. I think that line, Alanis Gauguin-McKinnon, is tremendous, and I think a big part of that has been the addition of Matt Duchene. So, you know, how you get to where you're going to end up is, I mean, you got to choose your own path. You can wake up every day and go, today's going to be a crappy day. And guess what? It probably will be. Or you can say, I'm going to make some adjustments. I'm going to do my best in whatever it is, sports, work, whatever, and sort of create your own path. And I think Matt has certainly done that in November and now December, and we're better because of it.
I think we are too, and it's contagious. I see it kind of make its way through the team. I think we're on a high right now, so I'm hopeful that, you know, it sticks that way. But I agree, absolutely. And he's probably more blue collar than he gets credit for, too. The guy works, and he works, and then he responds. And you have access to these guys in a way that most people don't, too. So I imagine you get to see maybe not the more glamorous side of it, or maybe not the more politically correct side, too. So I imagine they're as human to you as anyone.
Yeah, and that's you know, I've been with the team since 1996, and so I've seen guys like Joe and Ray and Peter and Drury and Hayduke, these guys come through it. Now the new wave, the Landys and McKinnons and the younger guys. And, you know, it's, I think part of my favorite part of the job is to not talk hockey with them. Stories that we do are, where did this guy come from and what's his family all about and how was juniors or how was college hockey? And I tend to get away from that a little bit and do things that you and I would normally do on a daily basis, which is go to the grocery store, drive around in your car, go hit some golf balls, and not ask the hockey questions and try and learn about that person today. Who are they today? Where do they stand today? And inside of that, have fun, you know, because, look, these guys are asked the same questions by reporters in every different city. What's wrong? What's going good? Why is the power play good? Why is the penalty kill not good? You know, you get sort of numb to those questions. So for me, I like to say, you know, what did you have for dinner last night? What's the last movie you saw? Have you ever had a flat tire? You know, stuff like that. And you get the human side of them. So the inside scoop is always getting to know the person as a person rather than getting to know them as a hockey player, because we all can see and watch what they do on the ice, but in order to get to know somebody, you don't answer the normal questions, favorite color and dog's name. You know, it's like, let's get down to grassroots and find out who you are.
We've got a ton of respect for people like Kyle Keefe, Mark Rycroft, all of the people at Altitude, really, who help us enjoy the game in a way that we couldn't otherwise. They connect us to parts of the game that we don't get to see, and they make it something that we can all appreciate and be entertained by. Kudos to him, kudos to them, and kudos to you for listening to this podcast. If you like this and you want to hear more, keep your eyes on a project we're doing called Every Avs Player Ever. You'll hear Kiefer's voice come up again when we talk about some of the players that have played for the Colorado Avalanche that he happened to know firsthand. Until then, stay awesome.